I'm with Ozzy, our latest senior athlete. Congratulations, Ozzy.
Thank you. I'm Osmond Van Hendrick, boys varsity captain, and we have a very exciting season coming up with a full schedule of games, and we're excited to get it going.
Yeah, so obviously you play soccer. Who have you played so far? Tell me about those games.
So we started off, we had a loss, or one loss was to BBA. They're very good this year, but we have three wins to a couple other teams, and we were able to play very well. We have a Stevens game today away, and our schedule is busy. We got a win against MAU also in the John James, and we're excited to get some wins this year.
Awesome. Congratulations on that. Good luck today. So we have some questions for you. When did you start playing soccer, and what inspired you to continue to play?
So I started playing soccer pretty much as soon as I could walk, and the person who really inspired me to play soccer was my brother. I remember going in the backyard. We had some goals in the backyard, and we would go out there and just kick around, and those were some of the most fondest experiences, past memories for me, was playing with my brother.
Love that. Starting from the young age, the best way to do it. Do you have a specific moment in your high school athletic career that really stands out, like a highlight that you just will always remember?
I think for me, it was more of a season, because my sophomore year, I sustained an injury to my quad, which put me out for a whole year, and I had to do a lot of rehab. And coming back my junior year, I was able to have a very successful season, and this was very rewarding to me, and just to be able to play with the guys was huge. And I think just that whole junior year was amazing, and I hope to make more memories this year too.
That's awesome. I definitely remember watching you play last year. You're very fun to watch.
Thank you.
What do you like to do in your free time when you're not playing soccer?
So I do play a lot of soccer year-round, but in my free time, I do like to, I just got into a new hobby of playing golf, and also just hanging out with friends and family is super important to me.
That's awesome. So you said you play year-round. What do you do when you're not in the school season?
So I play for a club in Massachusetts called FC Stars, and I'm a part of their ECNL program, which we travel across the country. And I'm very excited this year because it will help me with opportunities into college. So very excited for that.
Wow. Where do you travel outside of the country?
So we have a tournament right now. In the country right now, we're going to Florida, and then maybe some tournaments outside the country later.
That's awesome. That's definitely extremely exciting. Is there someone, a person, maybe celebrity, a coach, a friend, someone that has inspired you and influenced you the most in your sports career?
I think, again, it's my older brother. Just from a young age, he's the one that actually got me into the sport. And was a big inspiration for me growing up, because he also played high school athletics and a little bit tried to play in college too. And I think he was someone that just super inspired me to play the sport that I love.
That's awesome. Describe to me what it feels like playing under the lights at home with a student section cheering you on. What is that feeling?
Honestly, there's like not a lot better feeling than that, just with the home crowd when they really get into the game and under the lights. It's honestly what I live for, that feeling. It's pretty great.
That's awesome. Well, the student section definitely loves hyping you guys up. We get rowdy. Love it. Do you have any plans for athletics post high school graduation, or just what are your plans after graduation altogether?
So right now I'm applying to some colleges and trying to get recruited there, but also I am considering taking a PG year at a private school to help me with my academics and athletics.
Well, thank you so much, Ozzy. Congratulations, and we cannot wait to see where your season goes and post-graduation, what happens for you.
Thank you, Eliza.